A lot of support work for the U.S. troops in Iraq is performed by civilian contractors. Logistics for the ongoing search for weapons of mass destruction, mail delivery, catering. The contractors who provide those services make a lot of money doing it, and today the Washington Post reports on how much Halliburton, the company that Vice President Dick Cheney used to run, is making in Iraq. Post reporter Michael Dobbs is with us. Michael, how much?
Well, so far they've made about $1.7 billion out of Operation Iraqi Freedom, which is the Pentagon's codename for the war in Iraq, ancillary operations around Iraq. That's broken down into about $700 million for battling oil fires, helping rehabilitate the Iraqi oil structure, and about $1 billion in services to the troops in Iraq.
Yeah, a lot of us associate Halliburton with oil field construction or firefighting, pipeline building and repair. But what are these other services that they provide?
They provide everything conceivable for the logistic operations of U.S. troops in and around Iraq. For example, they built a huge base in Kuwait. Kuwait was the staging ground for U.S. forces going into Iraq, and Halliburton built it from scratch in about 2 months. They also built prisoner of war camps. They built a big camp in Jordan where U.S. special forces were based before securing the Western Desert. So it's everything from mail delivery to feeding the troops to providing all kinds of logistical support.
How much of this was bid competitively?
Halliburton is the beneficiary of a super contract that the Pentagon awarded back in 2001, long before 9/11, actually. The Pentagon decided that it needed a contractor to perform contingency operations. So if there's a war, they don't bid out individual contracts. They have an ongoing relationship with a single contractor. And that relationship was bid back in 2001. But there's no separate bidding for who's going to build such and such a camp in Iraq or Kuwait.
So if, in fact, there were some other war next year in another country, it can be assumed that Halliburton would do contracting there and would be paid for it.
It would. This contract is a one-year contract renewable for 10 years. So in theory, it has to be renewed every year, but as long as Halliburton provides a fairly satisfactory service to the Army, the Army is satisfied with Halliburton and doesn't want to go out looking for other contractors.
To what degree is this continuing a historic relationship, and to what degree is it a shift of responsibility away from government employees and toward outside contractors?
Well, this has been happening really since the end of the Cold War, and the Balkans was the first time in which there was a huge outsourcing of services to contractors, and Brown & Root, Halliburton's subsidiary, was the main contractor in the Balkans.
The Pentagon spreadsheets that the Washington Post has seen, I gather, are the same documents that Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman of California has seen. He's been something of the pursuer of Halliburton and the pursuer of contracts in Iraq. Is there any forthcoming investigation of this on the Hill?
Well, Waxman is the minority ranking member of the House Government Reform Committee. There's not a lot of incentive for Republicans to make a big fuss about this. So Waxman is a pretty much a lonely voice wanting to investigate this, and he has limited powers. He can't subpoena material, but he can write letters. And the Army Corps of Engineers and the Defense Department has been responding to his letters.
Well, Michael Dobbs, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Reporter Michael Dobbs of The Washington Post.